The Camp Boys track team got in some action on Monday at the East Union track meet and had a few top finishes with a limited squad. Jack Fullman earned first in the 110-meter hurdles and placed second in the 400-meter hurdles, breaking the school record with a time of 54.51 seconds. In the team events, the Cougars also earned first in the 4x100-meter relay at 46.85 seconds. Head coach Drew Tickner was overall very pleased with how his boys ran earlier this week.
Monday we went to East Union down in Afton and ran. The wind died down a lot. It ended up being a really nice night to run. Jack Fullman ran really, really well in the highs again, and then PR'd and reset the school record in the 400 lows and was 1/100th off actually of qualifying at the blue standard for Drake Relays. So he ran really, really well. We had a couple new kids running in the shuttle hurdle. Overall, we ran really well. I only had six kids competing down there. I had some kids gone, and Colin Bauer is still nursing a hamstring injury back, but he ran 4x1 for the first time and didn't look too bad, so it was a positive altogether.
Another top finisher was Chase Speaker, who earned second in the 100-meter dash, while Keegan Cron earned fourth. These two have been the sprinting power for the Cougars already this season, as they look to continue implementing their hard work into every meet.
Yeah, he's a kid that he never quits competing, it doesn't seem like. Him and Keegan Cron both are kind of the bulk of our sprinting events. Those two just like to compete against each other, and especially other kids when we get to track meets. They've both done a nice job of working hard, and their times have shown.
While breaking the school record, that achievement couldn't have gone to a better runner than Jack Fullman. Coach Dickner has seen the hard work that Fullman shows out on the track and how he lives and breathes the sport of track and field. He is in a fortunate position at CAM to be able to showcase all that he can bring to the table.
Jack's a kid that doesn't ever take a day off. He's, no matter what we're doing, he's practicing 100%. Putting 100% into everything that he does. He's very good at taking care of himself. He's just a competitor. He gets better all the time, and then that really helps our team in terms of everybody else just kind of follows along with him there. But he puts a ton of time in by himself on the off season. Different workouts, goes to some indoor meets on his own. I know he's just a kid that lives and dies track, and he's very fortunate to be in the spot that he's in. So he's a joy to be around.
The last few practices for CAM have just been working on getting healthy, as they race with limited numbers on Monday of just six athletes and will have nine athletes in Thursday's meet at ACGC. CAM doesn't let their limitations in numbers push them back. Rather, it continues to push these boys forward to work harder out on the track.
Like I said from the get-go, I mean, we don't have quite the numbers, but we've still got the good quality that we need. So that definitely helps out when you're thin, that your thin numbers are at least good quality numbers. So
CAM is going to be traveling to ACGC tomorrow to take on multiple local teams, including Audubon, Exira EHK, and ACGC. Coach Dickner is just looking for his boys to be able to get more and more repetitions in at the meet, especially in the hurling events. The Cougars are also looking to see who fits into the relay the best and who will help out the most in every relay event.
There's a couple events. Like, Jack's looking to keep taking time off on his two hurdle events. Our youthfulness in our shuttle hurdle with our hurdlers there, continuing to get better and just get more experience running hurdles. With us not having an all-weather track, it's hard for us to run hurdles and get good practice reps in. So the meets are the best chance that we have to run hurdles. And then just little things like handoffs and relays, getting better there, just looking sharper and trying to fine-tune some things and figure out what guys fit into what relays.
The Cougars have a full slate of meets ahead when looking at next week, as well with Tuesday's CAM Classic, Thursday's meet at West Central Valley, and Friday at West Harrison. All meets will start at 4:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.